Hi, Wanju. Welcome to All Things Queer, your weekly update from across the extended queerverse, broadcast live from the city of Perth, Borloo, on Whadjuk Noongar land. My name's Samuel England. A huge thank you to Madeline for the news. She'll be back with you next hour for a final update, and to Fiona for another scintillating edition of On The Record. On today's instalment of All Things Queer, today we'll be chatting with trans folk of WA about the recent announcement to update WA's anti-discrimination laws. We'll also have your All Things Queer news update at half past, and of course, some new tracks. You're on All Things Queer with me, Samuel England. And coming up now, under WA's current Gender Reassignment Act, gender recognition certificates are only issued to adults who have medically or surgically transitioned from the sex as identified on their birth certificate to the binary opposite sex. However, in an announcement last week, WA Attorney General John Quigley announced that the need for West Australia's Gender Reassignment Board will become obsolete under a new proposal to update the state's anti-discrimination law. Joining me here today to discuss the changes to the bill is Hunter Gurevich, Chair of Transfolk WA. Hunter, thank you so much for joining us today.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
How will this amendment to the anti-discrimination bill benefit trans, non-binary and gender diverse people in WA?
Look, it's a huge, huge step forward. This has always been an area that has been distressing for a lot of people, and it's been a way in which WA has been behind the rest of the states in Australia. It's set up a huge barrier for people to be able to affirm their identity, both in the sense of purely the financial aspect of going before the Gender Reassignment Board and the time investment, but also just the whole concept of having to justify your identity before a board of people who are total strangers to you is pretty traumatic. So, and that board itself had been calling for its disbandment for some time. So we're very, very pleased to hear that this is no longer going to be the case.
And so for those out there who are listening who might actually not know what a gender reassignment board is or what the current process currently is for legal gender recognition in WA, can you tell us a bit about that?
Sure. So the current situation, which will be changing, is that in order to legally affirm your gender, that is to change your legal documentation to represent the gender that you the gender that you've affirmed, you have to provide a series of documentation and pay a fee to go before a board of quote unquote experts and demonstrate that you've gone through all the processes that are in line with the gender that in line with your gender affirmation to prove that this is a cause that you should be affirmed in that gender. So you'll be able to change your birth certificate, your legal documentation, Medicare, et cetera, et cetera. So if you're not able to do any of those things, your gender identity can't be affirmed and it follows you around in all of your documentation. You have to continually explain to the rest of the world why your birth certificate doesn't represent who you are, the person you are and who you are in the world.
That is absolutely crazy to me that something like this still exists, especially because not all trans or gender diverse people want to medically transition, can afford it, et cetera. But how does this differ in other states?
Yeah, well, to your point, it's an extremely kind of binary and regressive process because it's totally unnecessary. A legal document really should represent who you are so that you can go to the rest of the people around you and demonstrate who you are. That's really the whole
Absolutely.
Point. So if you have documents that don't demonstrate who you are, you're creating a problem that didn't need to be there. The other states simply have a process of writing basically to the registry of birth, death, and marriages and saying, look, this is how things are. I'd like a change. Sometimes it takes a little while because all registries are kind of under time pressures, but it's nowhere near as laborious and certainly doesn't require you to justify in this kind of quite extreme way.
Yeah, it's that easy elsewhere. If you're just tuning in, joining me is Chair of Transfolk of WA, Hunter Gurevich, to discuss the amendments to WA's anti-discrimination bill, which should see the end of the Gender Reassignment Board. How can people listening in further support the change to this bill?
I think the answer is always to get involved, write to your MPs and write to the ministers and say that you support these kinds of changes, that you want to see a Western Australia that is inclusive to all people, to inclusive to transgender, diverse and non-binary people, and that you want to continue to see changes within the healthcare system, within the legal system, within the mental health care system that supports people. Because ultimately, all of these burdens placed on transgender, diverse and non-binary people, but more broadly on LGBTQIA+ people, actually creates a totally unnecessary burden and makes life more difficult for everyone. So the more you can express that to your representatives, the better our society will be.
Absolutely. And in some other news, Transfolk of WA have received funding for the next 3 years to deliver support services for transgender, non-binary and gender diverse young people. Congratulations, first of all. What does this Thank mean for the organisation?
Look, it's a wonderful step forward for us. We're thrilled to be able to provide a funded service because the overwhelming majority of our services will still remain volunteer-based. So we're thrilled to be able to make this step and make this a more sustainable thing that we can do for the community. And we really, really hope that it is the first step among many to get more of our services funded so that we can be sustainable for the community. We know how much of a need there is to support the community, and we desperately want to be able to provide that. So we're hoping to progress that further.
Yeah, absolutely, and well-deserved as well. Hunter, thank you so much for your time. That was Hunter Gurevich of Transfolk of WA discussing the new amendments to WA's anti-discrimination laws. If you would like to know more about Transfolk of WA's organisation, you can head to their website, transfolkofwa.org, or follow them on Instagram. You're tuned into All Things Queer. I'm Samuel England, and these are your queer news headlines for the week. A controversial ban on defence staff holding special events celebrating diversity and culture. Causes such as LGBT morning teas have been overturned. Last year, former Defence Minister Peter Dutton ordered defence officials to restrict activities, including events where participants would wear rainbow colours in support of LGBT QI+ communities. But on Tuesday, Defence Secretary Greg Moriarty issued a revised all-staff directive, confirming new minister Richard Miles has ordered the previous policy to be immediately scrapped, saying people will always be their most important asset and the Defence Force is focused on building inclusive and capable teams. And overseas now, Singaporean PM Lee Hsien Loong announces the country will be decriminalising sex between men. LGBT groups welcome the announcement to repeal Section 377A of the Penal Code, a colonial-era law that criminalises sex between men, an offence that can earn offenders up to 2 years in jail. In his annual National Day rally speech, Mr. Lee says Singaporean society, especially young people in the city-state, are becoming more accepting of gay people. However, there are no plans yet to change the legal definition of marriage as being between a man and a woman. More from overseas, the Isle of Man has announced they will be updating their rules around gay men donating blood. The change in policy comes just days after Netflix Heartstopper actor Joe Locke labelled the current policy archaic. Locke, who hails from the Isle of Man, pre-recorded a video that was played at a Pride celebration last Saturday. In the video, Locke called out the Manx government for failing to keep up with the science relating to HIV by retaining their AIDS crisis era laws. Meanwhile, in Australia, gay and bisexual men, trans women and some non-binary people who have sex with men must abstain from sex for 3 months before donating blood. The policy previously required an abstinence of 12 months. Over to sport, and the gays are drag racing, and not just for RuPaul. This month, Travis Shoemake made history as the first out gay driver to compete in a national event on the National Hot Rod Association racing circuit in the USA. For more queer news, you could head to outinperth.com or tune in each Wednesday for all things queer. That's your queer news for the week. We'll be back after this. It's All Things Queer with me, Samuel England. Thanks for joining me today. We are at the end of this week's edition of All Things Queer, so I just wanted to give a quick thank you to our guest today and everyone who texted in and emailed. If you missed any part of this episode, it will be available to restream on rtrfm.com.au. Just click on shows and go to the ATQ page. We'd love for you to also connect with us on Instagram at allthingsqueer_rtrfm, or let us know what's happening in the queer world of Perth and beyond. You can email us at allthingsqueer@rtrfm.com.au.